Welcome to the Dr. Mark J. Paymer podcast, a doctor who uses his heart to treat your lungs. Here's your host, Dr. Mark J. Paymer.
Join us as we sit down with one of the Port St. Lucie's top lung doctors to discuss the high and low in the field of lung health. Welcome back, everyone. Garfield Bourne, co-host slash producer, back in the studio with Dr. Mark Paymer. Dr. Paymer, how you doing today?
I'm great, Garfield. We're ready to educate some people over here.
Okay, so Dr. Paymer, what is the most challenging and rewarding aspect of being a lung doctor?
Man, let's do rewarding. The most rewarding part of my job, which I see several times a week, is helping someone. I'm channeling from above the Almighty, a lot of education. I mean, it's not me, you know, taking that education, figuring out what a person's got and getting rid of those symptoms that have been debilitating for a person so that they can rejoin functional life. That's awesome. And that's what gets me out of bed in the morning. For somebody whose life has been dysfunctional or ruined by shortness of breath, they can't leave the house, they can't even get to their mailbox, and now they can, or they're walking around and they're unlimited, or people come into my office and they're in a wheelchair or a scooter, they can't walk, and then they come in and they're in a walker after that, after what we've been doing, or they walk in without a walker. They're wheelchair bound, and then, you know, we get them on the right medicines. The next thing I know, they're mowing their lawn. That's something they couldn't even conceive of before. That is awesome. I saw a woman this week who wouldn't leave her house. She couldn't go to the movies. She wouldn't go to restaurants because her cough was so bad. And she had a very particular type of cough, and she'd failed everything. She'd been to multiple doctors, and I knew exactly what she had. You just had to get the right history. And I put her on right medicine, and she took it for 1 week, and her cough was gone, never came back. And she cried to me this week about how it had changed her life, and got a big hug. And it's amazing to have that experience, because, you know, it's just amazing to have helped somebody. She can go to the movies now or go to dinner, things you and I would absolutely take for granted, never think twice about it. And here it's now for her, it's so special. So I love that. You know, people who've been told they have asthma and their life is so debilitated by it, and now they don't, or it's perfectly controlled, or they were misdiagnosed. They were told they had asthma, but they really had vocal cord dysfunction. And again, it was just an extra one or two questions and listening to what they said and getting them to the right speech therapist. And now they don't. Now they're perfectly controlled, and they're out there, and they're not coughing. They're not short of breath. And I love that. The ability to help people live their lives functionally, and that is so rewarding, and it keeps me going. I absolutely love it. In converse, the difficult part of the job, there's a human element to it of seeing people suffer, which is hard. And there's the frustrating element of it, of the electronic medical record and the way that it takes from the human relationship and in the insurance company, especially these Medicare Advantage plans, which are frustrating. But on the human side, there are people whose lung disease is so terrible that they're short of breath no matter what. And they're so miserable, and there's so little to do for them, or their symptoms are so advanced and you've tried everything and they're still suffering, and you've just done everything. And the fact is there's no lung left, and no matter what they do, they're going to be really short of breath. And then it's one of those hospice discussions, and you just wish you could wave a magic wand and make it all go away, but that's not reality. And that's frustrating. It's frustrating that, and this is true for all physicians at this point, we all are complaining about the same thing, that, when we used to go to the doctor sat there and, you know, we spoke to him or her and they jibbled some notes, and it was an efficient process, and out they went and we were out of there in 15, 20 minutes. But those days are long gone. You know, now we're sitting there typing stuff and in the computer and clicking boxes and boxes and boxes. And then, you know, and the people designing these systems, they have no clinical experience. These systems are designed for billing, so the companies can grab 4% of our revenue. and they don't really care about the software. And it just takes away from the patient experience, and it takes so long to see people now that it's become laborious, and we're seeing fewer people. And I think the frustration factor is higher for each person being seen. People are burning out. My colleagues are burning out. I'm burned out on the electronic medical record, although I love seeing people. That part is really frustrating. That's not just for me as a pulmonologist. That's for all physicians at this point. And then finally, this growth of the Medicare Advantage plan, which people are signing up for thinking it's the cheaper option. And sometimes it is the cheaper option immediately, but it may not be the cheaper option overall because all of the healthcare costs are passed on to them. Now they end up with higher copays and more costs for everything. Everything's more expensive. The benefits are fewer. And now they can't afford a number of things that they could have gotten previously. And so here they may have terrible lung disease and they can't even afford the therapy that they need now because of the insurance company, or the insurance company is just automatically denying things. And we're jumping through hoops and hoops and hoops to get people technology that they need. And these Advantage plans are just denying it. And it's so frustrating because you know what the person needs, and yet a foreign entity is denying it for the sake of denying it. That's the frustrating part. It's the human part of watching people suffer and the technical part of being denied the ability to help people who are suffering.
Yeah, Dr. Payne, I can hear from your voice that you really care. You know, we thank God for doctors like you, and the community of Port St. Lucie is happy to have you. Listen, you have a wonderful rest of the day. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Mark J. Paymer podcast. To learn more about the doctor who uses his heart to treat your lungs, go to markpaymerdo.com or call 772-785-5864. Once again, that's 772-785-5864.